From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition's Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish armored units, are advancing from three directions. Russia's foreign minister said Moscow is prepared to coordinate efforts with the Kurds and the U.S.-led coalition to liberate Raqqa, but Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren rejected that proposal. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner spoke of ongoing U.S. support of the SDF.
We do continue to work and support the efforts of the Syrian Democratic Forces to retake territory from Daesh and further isolate its transportation, communications, supply routes into Raqqa in order to really choke off their hold on that city.
Toner said U.S. priorities remain destroying the Islamic State and ending the 5-year civil war by putting in place a cessation of hostilities and jump-starting a political process leading to a transition. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, Tom Perriello, told VOA Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's crisis was a positive step forward.
And I think a lot of credit goes to the facilitator, former President Nkapa, for being able to get the government to come to the table, some of the opposition to come to the table, and make a very public commitment to continue hearing from all of those who were not present. He's really set a tone of listening to all sides and has put the substance of the talks ahead of the pomp and circumstance of the talk.
The first round lasted 4 days in the northern Tanzanian city Arusha. The talks aimed at ending protests and violence surrounding the controversial decision a year ago by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. Several opposition groups, including SINARED, the umbrella group that includes exiled politicians and former government officials, were absent from the first round. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces are said to have completely encircled the western city Fallujah on the second day of an offensive to retake the city held by Islamic State. Some 100,000 civilians are believed trapped inside the city. Residents reported sporadic shelling of the city's center. The Afghan Taliban has chosen a successor to its late leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, killed in a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan Saturday. Reports say Haibatullah Akhundzada has been tapped as leader, while Sirajuddin Haqqani and Mullah Yaqub have been designated deputy leaders. Thomas Rudig of the Kabul-based Afghanistan Analyst Network said the new leader is not well known outside the Taliban.
The new leader, Maulawi, which is a religious title indicating higher Islamic studies, Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzada, is not a very well-known person. On the other hand, he has been in the Taliban movement from the very beginning and also had occupied a couple of important positions. He comes from the Taliban judiciary, in which he served when the Taliban were in power here in Kabul between 1996 and 2001.
The announcement came as a suicide attack claimed by the Taliban and a bus full of court workers occurred west of Kabul, killing at least 10. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday Ankara will scrap a landmark migrant readmission deal with the European Union unless the EU authorizes visa-free travel for Turkish citizens.
Şu anda 1 Haziran itibariyle
Mr. Erdogan, speaking at Istanbul UN Humanitarian Summit Tuesday, said the talks on the issue will be pursued in the coming weeks, but if agreement is not reached, legislation to that effect will not pass the Turkish parliament. Europeans have agreed to supply billions in aid to Ankara to help the government process migrants forcibly returned to Turkey from Greece. Turkey linked the deal to visa-free travel, leading UN and EU leaders to demand an array of Turkish human rights reforms. The Italian Coast Guard said thousands of migrants, about 3,000 in fact, were saved Tuesday off Libya's coast in nearly 24 rescue missions. It said more than 5,600 had been rescued in the southern Mediterranean in just the past 2 days, raising the number that brought to Italy this year to more than 34,000. Greek authorities removed about 2,000 people from makeshift camps at Idomeni along the Macedonian border. They're being placed in newly built, more permanent structures inside Greece. Police say they expect the operation to be completed in 10 days. Macedonia closed its frontier in March, but migrants stayed on, hoping to one day be allowed to enter Macedonia to continue their trip inside Europe. Nigeria's central bank Tuesday adopted a more flexible rate for the country's currency as a way to boost growth and stave off recession. The country faces a host of economic challenges, including a weak currency, high unemployment, inflation, and negative growth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.